May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 117. Awake, sweet gratitude, and sing the ascended Saviour's love. Sing how he lives to carry on his people's cause above. Hymn 117.
Thank you. May the Lord draw us to his holy word, as we would read it in the prophecy of Isaiah, part of chapter 45, and then chapter 46. Sorry, I mean 25 and 26. The prophecy of Isaiah, reading part of chapter 25 and then chapter 26. We'll begin reading at verse 6 in chapter 25. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest, and Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as straw is trodden down for the dunghill. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. And he shall bring down their pride, together with the spoils of their hands. And the fortress of the high fort of thy walls shall he bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, even to the dust. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou, most upright, dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favour be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for the envy at thy people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Lord, our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us. But by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord, thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child, that draweth near the time of her delivery, is in pain, and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have as it were brought forth wind, we have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. Neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself as it were for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. May the Lord bless unto us the reading of his holy and sacred word. May he help us now to pray. O thou most holy, almighty, and yet gracious God, in whom we live and move and have our very being, Lord, do draw us now to thee, humbly at thy feet, and have pity upon us. Lord, we are not worthy that thou shouldst look upon us in mercy. But Lord, unless thou lookest upon us in mercy, we are lost and ruined through eternity. Lord, we come confessing our sin. Lord, our own hearts do not tell us the magnitude of our sins, because they are desperately wicked. They are deceitful above all things. But Lord, thou knowest our hearts through and through, where our iniquity lies. And Lord, we would pour them out before thee, seeking to tell thee all the truth. Lord, look upon us through that shed blood and that righteous work of thy Son, Jesus Christ. And may we be found acceptable in thy sight. Hear the cries, Lord, of each one that has come up here tonight. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The pangs of sin are felt within the heart. And in one's flesh there dwelleth and no good thing. Lord, we pray thou wilt place some good thing within them. Lord, speak pardon, speak peace. Lord, do grant that good hope through thy grace. Shed abroad that love of thine within the heart, through the Holy Ghost given unto them. Lord, we thank thee we can come here tonight, in the midst of our earthly lives, in the midst of another week, towards the end of this another day. And Lord, how quickly time hastens on, hastening us toward eternity. And the things, Lord, of this day, oh, how they've crowded in, and so many of them have hid thee from our sight. Our time, our attention, our mind, our being taken up with the necessary things of duties and responsibilities. And Lord, we thank thee, oh, that thou doth provide for us upon this earth. But Lord, all the things upon this earth in a physical sense are vain. None of them can give the salvation of our soul. None of them can deliver us from thy wrath, which is to come, that wrath for sin of which, Lord, we are so guilty. Lord, do help us now to lay all other things aside. Lord, do not let us be like a Martha in thy house, cumbered about with much serving, our minds filled with so many other things. Oh, but may we be found like Mary, sitting at thy feet, hearing thy voice, knowing, choosing that thing that shall not be taken away from us. Lord, the truth, as it is in Jesus. Lord, may be the object now of our first desire, to know Jesus, crucified for me. Do bless, Lord, thy word of truth to us. We've read a small portion of it, a sweet and sacred portion, yet also a solemn portion. Oh Lord, we're either on one side of it, or we're at the other side of it. Oh Lord, may thy word abide within us, thy word of truth. Lord, do grant the help and power of thy Spirit, that thy word abides within us each richly, that it will testify us, Lord, all of our sinful nature, to testify within us of Christ, the Lamb of God, the Saviour of sinners, and for thy word to be a lamp to our feet, and a light to our pathway. So, Lord, may we know Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, and Lord Christ to be our joy. O Lord, thy word speaks of joy in believing. Make us each true believers in Christ, knowing him whom we have believed, knowing that work of salvation within our own hearts, our pardon sealed, our peace with God. Lord, do give us a token this night, could it be thy will. Lord, do confirm thy work within us each. And Lord, if there's any soul within which thou hast not yet begun thy work, oh, we bear them before thee. Lord, may they hear thy voice, even a voice of love and mercy that flows from Calvary, sounds from Calvary, and that precious flowing down of thy blood to cleanse from all sin. O Lord, may each one of us here this night be amongst those whom thou doth call by grace and reveal the knowledge of thy Son within. And where thou hast begun that work, Lord, oh, continue it on, amidst many dangers, many fears, many sorrows and many temptations. O Lord, thou art faithful that hath promised, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So, Lord, we come this night dependent upon thy goodness, upon thy mercy, and upon thy grace. Remember those, Lord, unable to be here tonight for the various reasons, some at home, detained, Lord, looking after children. Lord, some away at this time of holiday in the education field. Lord, there are those who may be unwell. Lord, thou knowest where each one is. Lord, who hear every prayer that is put up to thee from those hearts, as we would pray for them, that thy blessing may rest upon them. Thou wilt keep them safe and in thy care. Lord, we do pray for the children and the young people. We thank thee, Lord, that such are found in the courts of thy house. Make thy word a blessing unto them. Lord, put within them that longing desire to know more of the truth as it is in Jesus. Lord, give them a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. Lord, do bless them, for thou didst say they shall be filled. And call them, Lord, by thy grace, into the knowledge of thy love, thy redeeming love. And so raise them up, Lord, to be a continuation of thy church upon this earth, even in this place, could it be thy will. Lord, remember them in all aspects of their lives, in education and in occupation. Lord, in the marriage bond, in the bringing up of children, O Lord, do watch over them and guide them and help them at all times. And may they know thy good hand upon them. Hear and answer their heartfelt cries. And may they know, Lord, oh, that all things in thee, Lord, can work for good and shall work for good. For thou art the God that supplies all our need, according to thy riches in glory, and by Christ Jesus. Be with each of us, Lord, whatever our age. O Lord, help those in occupation in these difficult days, and who have to deal with matters, Lord, and people that perhaps tempt them and try them. Oh, Lord, do give them much grace. Lord, do give them much wisdom. That wisdom that begins in the fear of the Lord. And guide and direct them in all their ways, in all their actions, in all their conversations. And may all adown to thine honour and to thy glory. Lord, who maintain those in work who need it, Lord, daily for the supply of their needs. Lord, these are difficult days of so much uncertainty. But Lord, we pray thou shalt provide. Lord, remember any who have pain and sickness, in some infirmity, weakness of body, maybe of mind. Oh Lord, we do commend them to thee. Lord, who hear their prayers as they cry unto thee for thy help and thine appearing. Oh Lord, who sanctify the time of sickness. For Lord, all sickness comes from the foundation and root of sin. It's of the curse of this earth. And Lord, as we pray in the time of sickness for healing of the body, O Lord, constrain also to pray for the healing of the soul. Lord, to heal completely. Lord, that that soul may be cleansed, made whole, fully healed, all sin blotted out. And all are down there to thine honour and to thy glory. Lord, remember our loved ones, whether younger or older. Lord, we commend them to thee. Watch over them and be with them where they are. Lord, if there's any of them who desire not to know anything of thy truth, O Lord, do not let them stray beyond the bound of thy love. Lord, do work within them thy work of grace. Lord, pour out thy Spirit from on high upon them and cause them to draw nigh seeking Jesus, the Saviour of sinners. And Lord, we pray for those who love the truth's sake. Oh, establish them in the faith. And may that work thou hast begun in them be deepened. So, Lord, we lay these things before thee. Bless the preaching of thy word here. Help each one, Lord, that is engaged to preach the gospel here, those whom thou hast sent forth in the labours of the ministry. Lord, may thy word through them not return to thee void, but accomplish that which thou doth please. And thou wilt prosper it in the thing to which thou doth send it. May it have been so, Lord, on the past Lord's day. Lord, may there have been, that meditation upon thy word, abiding in the heart. And may it be, Lord, a word with signs following. Lord, we pray that thou wilt own and bless thy word this night. Lord, do come, prepare our hearts. And may the words of these lips, the meditation of our hearts, be found acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Lord, keep us from the power of the enemy. Give wisdom to our parliament. A wisdom that begins in the fear of the Lord. Lord, put it within their own heart, that they may see the error of their ways in those laws, that legislation they wish to bring in so many things, especially the marriage bond, and all those wicked and evil things they desire to teach in the schools. Lord, do overturn all these abominations and maintain to us our Protestant liberties. And Lord, may we, not value them by the loss of them. But Lord, keep us earnest in prayer, looking unto Thee, the author, finisher of our faith, that Thou wilt still own and bless, Lord, those that gather themselves together. And may there be in the generations following, Lord, the outpouring of Thy Spirit and that seeking of the Lord, the God of all grace. O Lord, we pray these things. Forgive our every sin. Grant Thy blessing. For Jesus Christ's sake we ask it. Amen.
Hymn 388. Approach, my soul, the mercy seat, where Jesus answers prayer. There humbly fall before His feet, for none can perish there. Hymn 388.
complete dependence upon our Lord, that he may graciously open his word of truth to each one of our hearts and souls. Dear friends, my text tonight really is the whole portion of that which I read to you. It seems laid upon me, and yet I could not really find a specific text. But I suppose if you desire to have one, we could just look at the first verse of chapter 26 of the prophecy of Isaiah. Isaiah 26 verse 1, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. This portion in the prophecy of Isaiah we read this evening contains the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. A way made whereby sinners such as you and such as I can approach unto God and be found accepted in the Beloved One. It's the prophecy concerning salvation which God had ordained from the very beginning since man fell. Where the seed of the woman, or there would be enmity between the seed of the woman and Satan, and he would bruise Satan's head and Satan would bruise his heel. Dear friends, not to belittle the sufferings of Christ, but there was a suffering as he paid the price for sin, to conquer and destroy the power of Satan. But it was to gain the victory. A victory where the power of sin, the power of death, would no longer prevail upon all those for whom Christ died. We read here, he will swallow up death in victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. Dear friends, what power? What power there is in this glorious work of salvation? Power in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. All power given unto him in heaven and in earth. Power to lay down his life. And power to take it again. Power to blot out all the guilt of all those for whom he died. That there's a perfect righteousness wrought out, where God, the Holy God, looks down upon that sinner through the travail of the soul of his Son and says, thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. Dear friends, if it wasn't for such a word, you and I here tonight would have no hope, would we, of eternal life? we could only await an eternal damnation. How solemnly the scripture speaks of those who have no interest in the shed blood of Christ, who count it a vain thing. And dear friends, we're all like that by nature, aren't we? Oh, the blessed work of the Holy Spirit. The Trinity's in all this work of salvation, isn't it? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Eternally one. No division between the three. That a sinner's soul, even a great sinner's, such as you and such as me, can have hope of eternal life, delivered from the judgment under God's righteous law, which will come in that great day, the day when all shall appear before his judgment seat, and the judgment, the sentence will be given. Depart from me, ye cursed. Or come, thou blessed of my Father. Dear friends, does it concern you what sentence you will hear? We read here, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. Dear friends, there was perhaps an aspect of 2 days here in this portion we've read. The one day is that day when the Lord begins that good work in a sinner's soul. That day when our heart is melted and made soft to the precious truth of the love of Christ, who gave his life on Calvary. And that heart is melted because it knows its hardness, rooted in sin and iniquity. And dear friends, it's been touched by the Holy Ghost to desire this way of salvation. And they're shown that way, a way made. Faith in Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Given through the Spirit those believing views of Jesus. That's not just a head knowledge, you know. We can believe a great belief with our head. We can believe that the Holy Scriptures are the truth and that Jesus came upon this earth, the Son of God, and died and rose again. And we can be masters of theology and know all the doctrines, debate them, compare Scripture with Scripture. But if we do not know Christ within us, the hope of glory, then, dear friends, we do not savingly believe. The Apostle Paul said, I know whom I have believed. And, dear friends, knowledge doesn't come through believing. Believing comes through knowledge. As he said concerning the work of God, who separated me, he said, from my mother's womb, called me by grace and revealed his Son within me, the Saviour of sinners. Oh, and what a change took place, didn't it? What a change took place in that sinner's heart. Dear friends, we don't all have the same experiences in their detail. But can you look to that time and that spot in your life when you can say your heart was changed? There was a newness of life. There was light given unto you concerning the ways of truth and of salvation. Oh, the things of this earth, they grew strangely dim, didn't they, in the light of his glory and grace. And you were drawn with that desire unto the footstool of mercy, there to pour out your heart in confession of sin. And you came to know your Jesus crucified, to by far excel all things beside. Oh, in that day, as a song sung, isn't there? There's joy in believing. Oh, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Now, literally speaking, in Judah there was a strong city. It was Jerusalem. And how mighty were those walls, built and strengthened by the various kings. But a time came when they were knocked down, when the Lord permitted it to happen, when he raised that enemy Nebuchadnezzar to come against Jerusalem and destroy the walls and burn the gates with fire. We read later when the disciples said to Jesus concerning the temple, what a great building that was. Look at these stones, how mighty they are. Jesus says the day will come when not one stone will be left on top of another. And so it came some tens of years later when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. But dear friends, there'll be no destruction of this wall, of the salvation of God. It's not a physical wall, it's a spiritual wall. It's one in which a soul can safely dwell. And no enemy of the truth, the enemy of your soul, can enter in to destroy you. Safe in the work of Christ, sheltering beneath that shed blood. All these walls of salvation which surround the people of God. Is it in Zechariah? We read that the Lord will be a wall of fire round about his people. And I believe, dear friends, that's how Satan sees this work of Christ. It's impenetrable. He's a defeated foe. He cannot get to devour the Lord's people anymore. What a defense. But within, these walls are walls of salvation to those who are drawn there, those who are called there, the redeemed. And now the walls of his love, his redeeming love, ever to surround them. And he keeps them there. He will not let them stray. Nothing can pluck, no man shall pluck thee out of my hand. None shall pluck thee out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Oh, this verse 2 of this same chapter. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. See, those who enter into this way of salvation, they are the righteous, redeemed. With the precious blood of Christ cleansed in that precious fountain, open for sin and uncleanness. speaks as the righteous nation. We don't think of it as a physical nation of this earth, just one nation, or just the Jews themselves. This word nation means all the Lord's redeemed people, and that multitude. Everyone whom Christ came to suffer, bleed and die for, all those that the Father had given him. This was the work of Christ to open the gate, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Enter into this a strong city. Into this city of the salvation of God. And there to abide safe forevermore. Open ye the gates. Dear friends, where are they? Well, they're born in sin and shapen in iniquity. They are bound in Satan's bond. All the evil that rules their hearts, then they cannot deliver themselves from it. But the Lord has his church, he has his people, he has his nation. And upon this rock, says Christ concerning himself, will I build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against her. Oh, he says to John, doesn't he, in that revelation, I am the first and I am the last. I am he that was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of death and of hell. And dear friends, he opens those gates that sinner, bound by sin, may be drawn forth. Oh, he opens the gate. He removes the veil, as it were, that hides the Lord Jesus from their sight. He sheds that light in, as the Apostle Paul speaks of, concerning the Lord who commanded the light to shine out of darkness in that glorious work of creation, hath shined in our heart. The gates are open to reveal the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And Christ himself the door of that glorious city of salvation. Enter in through Christ, believing in faith, trusting, knowing the power of that love within the heart that has melted it, made it new, made it soft, and drawn forth that love to him who has first loved you. And these are the ones who are kept in perfect peace because their mind is stayed on him. You know, dear friends, when this work of love begins in the heart, there's none greater than the Christ, none greater than the Lord Jesus. And we consider him. Yes, he who endured the cross even for my sake. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross to present his people perfect before the Father's face, that they will be gathered unto him at the end of the days, as the Father had determined. And the Lord keeps them in perfect peace. It doesn't mean to say they'll have everything easy and smooth. But that word perfect means, as it is here, in peace, a complete peace. Because that love, that mercy and that grace ever flows down into the soul of that redeemed sinner. In the times of darkness, the times of distress, the times of danger, the times of sorrow and trial and tribulation, there is a river, the streams whereof may glad the city of God, this city of salvation, this place where the Lord's people dwell by faith. There's something there that sweetens all. All the precious promises that are in Christ, through Christ, they're yea and amen in Him, and they cannot be overturned. Nothing can overturn the Word of God. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And concerning that word, for those, dear friends, who enter in, they heard that sweetness of the voice of the Lord, haven't they? Concerning the pardon of their sins. Lord, remember the word upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort. In the time of mine affliction, thy word hath quickened me. Oh, the Lord has a special promise, doesn't he, to his people? I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. In the midst of those troubles, difficulties, because Satan does go about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He will tempt, he will annoy, but he cannot get at you. He won't destroy you. This water of salvation, from the wells of salvation, the work of Christ, dear friends, ever surrounds you. And there's your life. Your life is hid in Christ with God. And nothing can take it away. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. All this work of Christ. And what he has done. Now, dear friends, let me touch on another point just for a brief moment. Because this portion of Scripture also refers to those who trust in themselves. Now, that's the work of our own heart by nature, isn't it? To trust in our own goodness. To trust in what we are by nature. We consider our heart will tell us, oh, you're different to all those outside. You're not the same as those who love murder and violence and and falsehood and bribery and corruption and adultery and fornication. We've been brought up to know better than that. We mingle with the people of God, in the house of God. And we keep steadfast to our attendance there. And we read the word of God, and so on and so forth. Now, dear friends, through our own heart, left to our own heart by nature and our own spirit and the understanding of our own minds, that will feed our pride. And we shall build up our own city of hope, that we are worthy of the Lord to be mindful of us, that we are fit in that last day, in that solemn day, we are fit to enter into glory. Now the scripture says here, very solemnly concerning those that are full of pride. Because those who are full of pride, dear friends, are full of self-righteousness. Not the righteousness that is in Christ, but their own goodness. And the Lord says here, he will layeth it low, even to the ground, bringeth it even to the dust. In other words, dear friends, in that last day under the judgment, everything will be taken away from you. You will have nothing except sin. And you will only know the judgment for sin. And oh, those terrible words, depart from me. The last words ever to be heard. For there's no hope, is there? The Lord's mercy never comes in that lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Oh, this solemn verse 11. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see. But they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people, the Lord's people, when they'll see that great difference between themselves and the Lord's redeemed. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them, cast into that lake of fire, prepared for the Lord's enemies, the devil and his angels. The true righteous, we find here, are poor and they're needy. That's how the Lord describes them. And they're dependent upon the Lord for everything of their hope of salvation. They cry unto him, O Lord, have we waited for thee? The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. There's the beginning of the work of the Spirit, isn't it? There's the opening of the gates. There's the letting of the soul to go free and to enjoy that glorious salvation through the cleansing from all sin. Oh, with my soul have I desired thee in the night. Dear friends, that's a dark season, isn't it? And so is the conviction of sin. It's very dark to the soul. A darkness that can be felt. But the desire there is, I will seek thee early. Now, dear friends, is there some of you like that tonight, seeking soul? You're poor and needy. It's a night season to you. You feel the burden of sin. You haven't got the light and the liberty that you long to know. And you're watching. You're waiting. You're praying. The desire of our soul is to thy name, Jesus, Saviour of sin, and to the remembrance of thee. To the remembrance of thee. Oh, dear friends, has something, been begun? Or before we know the washing in that fountain, there's a looking upon him whom we have pierced. And dear friends, there's a mourning after him, isn't there? And overseer. Dear friends, these are the ones to whom the fountain will be opened. When the Lord gives that day in your life, when the Lord brings you to that time of the new birth. Oh, dear friends, do pray on. The promise is here. He will come and assure you of your soul's salvation. In that day shall this song be sung. In the land of Judah, we have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Oh, there's the strengthening, isn't it? It shows the strength of those walls. I'm not going to go into any interpretation of the bulwarks, but you know what bulwarks are. They're the strengthening, aren't they, at the base of walls, or perhaps there's those buttresses as well which support the walls. We know when there's a strong wall. And all that the Lord has to give of his strength his mercy, that grace, that love, that compassion. Oh, all the precious promise. Dear friends, it's all contained, isn't it? In the work of his salvation. And it's done for you. Done for you. For the eternal redemption of your soul. Now the Lord says, come, my people. Enter thou into thy chamber. And shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself as it were for a little moment until the indignation be overpast. Now, what indignation is the Lord speaking of here? Well, dear friends, the Lord's indignation is over sin. And we are still sinners, aren't we? As we continue to live our daily lives, we shall be sinners to the end of our days. And this word here speaks of the chastening hand of the Lord. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Dear friends, we have to be kept, don't we? We have a wandering spirit. We sometimes sing that hymn, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it from thy courts above. Sealed by that precious blood. Dear friends, how we need to know it again and again and again, don't we? Because of our failings, because of our faults. And the Lord knows what to bring in our lives to cause us to come again and again to that throne of grace pleading for mercy. But dear friends, there's a sweet evidence here, isn't there? If you know the Lord's chastening, and that chastening hand brings you humbly to that footstool of mercy again, pleading for forgiveness, then it is not an evidence of his love towards you. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. O Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. Come again, Lord, have mercy upon me. And he hears and answers their prayers. They can do nothing to deliver themselves, like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery, in pain crieth out. But dear friends, of ourselves we can bring nothing forth good. We have to depend again, don't we, upon the Lord for his mercy. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. How oft times we have to come there. And then to hear that voice, come, my people, sinners that you still are. Enter thou into thy chambers. What chambers are these? Dear friends, this is the love of God, a refuge for sinners, which the gospel makes known, found in the merits of Jesus alone. It's like those Israelites in the day when the angel of death went over Egypt. Oh, they entered into their houses. The blood was sprinkled over the doors and the lintels in accordance with the word of God. They believed it by faith. The lamb had been slain, that innocent one, on account, as it were, of the sacrifice for their sin. And they went in and they sheltered that night. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, in that day shall this song be sung. In the land of Judah we have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Oh, that salvation of Christ, the sure defense from the wrath of God to come. What does this say? It's Psalm 91. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, but it shall not come nigh thee. Why is that? They've been trusting and they've been sheltering under the wings of the love of God through Jesus Christ. They've been sheltering trusting by faith in what Christ hath done and Christ alone. Oh, for behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. Oh, how solemn that day will be, that last day. There'll be no hiding place there, will there? There'll be many who call for the hills and the rocks to fall upon them. But they will but not be hid from the wrath of God. There's only one hiding place. To shelter in his wounded side. To know my Jesus crucified. To by far excel all things beside. Oh, dear friends, I do hope and pray these things will be known unto each one of you, revealed and then confirmed. For he that hath begun a good work in you, he will perform it unto that day of Jesus Christ. What a word of comfort that is. It's not our works, is it? Although we're to seek to live and do all things in accordance with the will and the word of God, to walk in love as he hath loved us. But we shall only be able to say, Lord, we are unprofitable servants. We've done that which is our duty to do. Oh, but what thou hast done, there's my hope. There's my everlasting all. In that day this song shall be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. And there'll be an entering into that wondrous revelation of the fullness of the salvation. The fullness of the love of God. Oh, dear friends, may this be made known to each one of you here and confirmed in it. Perhaps just in closing, referring to the first part of the portion of Scripture we read. In chapter 25, verse 6. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. Oh, may this house of God be such a mountain. That's not a mountain of trouble there, is it? It's like a mountain upon which cannot be hid, and there's the light upon it of the truth, shining like that light, to spread light all around. Oh, may it be so here. The light and the knowledge of the glory of God shed abroad in each of your hearts by the Holy Ghost given to you. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering, cast over all people that veil of unbelief which is with us by nature. Oh, that dreadful possession we have, unbelief. How it works, doesn't it? To bring those doubts and fears that cast dishonour upon our Lord, contradict his gracious word. Oh, Spirit of truth, come down. Reveal the things of God. Remove this face, the face of the covering cast over us by nature. It shall be said in that day, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. Oh, dear friends, I trust that will be the testimony of many of you. The Lord's appearing to the blessing and saving of your soul. And in that last day, oh, you will prove then he will have swallowed up death in victory. The Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. That's the promise, isn't it, to those whom the Lord hath redeemed. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself. And in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. friends, what are earthly things compared to these? The Lord bless you each with the knowledge of your soul's salvation. For his name's sake. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Richard Field will preach next Lord's Day. There will be a prayer meeting on Monday evening, followed by a church meeting. And Mr. Broom is hoping to be well enough to come and preach to us on Wednesday next week. Let us close with hymn 319. How light, while supported by grace, are all the afflictions I see, to those the dear Lord of my peace, my Jesus, has suffered for me. To him every comfort I owe, above what the fiends have in hell. And shall I not sing as I go, that Jesus does everything well? Hymn 319.
Thank you.
Lord, do bless thy holy word unto us each. Lord, do speak to us in the power of thy Holy Spirit. And may we each have an interest in the Saviour's blood. Lord, do grant thy word a comfort to the tried and afflicted soul. May those precious promises prove to be yea and amen in Christ Jesus. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with you each, now and forevermore. Amen.